They think I'm Black Barbarella, but only one beam do I have, and that's this heartbeat of...
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rivers.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
even though you touch my hand, I can't believe you are real. I can't they are. Ah, your lips again. Don't let them leave no more, because I need them now for sure. I need them now for sure. My mind, all could I need you so. I can't believe you need me so. I'm wide awake in a dream. Oh no, 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 no. In a dream. Oh, oh, oh. No, 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 no.
I remember that night I met you when we said that we. Now you're leaving, taking another, leaving me standing with a broken heart. But darling, please remember that you are my one. Leaving me standing with a broken heart. I want you forever, my darling, until the stars stop shining. If you should ever, ever leave me, my dear, my whole life would be misery. I remember that night I met you when we said that we would never part, but now you're leaving me standing with a broken heart.
Simply called Summer Breeze, and that we've been having for quite a while now, Summer Breeze. How you all doing, Montreal? Welcome to CKUT West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and I'll be with you up until 7 p.m. Known to most of my friends as Stretch. And if you go back further, because of soccer and all that, in the beautiful city of Maypen, Clarendon, you will hear they refer to me as Anxious. All this came from soccer, when I played soccer there and for Youths United and the Clarendon Parish team. Yeah, it was interesting. Good old days. So how are you doing, Montreal? I am here hanging out. Let me just get on Mr. Breeze some more. Opened the show and you heard some scratching there because it was being played from an album, you know, from an old 45. Cry Me River. Man from Barbados sang with a band in Jamaica called the Scatterlights at one point in his life. Wonder if anybody can tell me who that is. I'm going to leave it open. Somebody going to call me and tell me who it is. And the Blues Busters. Who remember the Blues Busters? All the way from beautiful Montego Bay. Of course, both of them has passed on. It's a pity because they were so talented, so talented, unbelievable. But such is life. Speaking of passing on, it's like three persons that I know of passed on in good old Maypen, from Maypen, but they were all over the world. One of them was good friend of mine, his name is Ronnie Peng. He made you laugh. Just by looking at this guy, you would laugh. He's passed on, and oh boy. 13 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, and this weekend we will be not be Zooming, all right? We're going to take it easy this weekend. Give the Zoom a rest. But listen, it will be 1 hour of soca music, untouched by DJ Nicholas. 1 hour of reggae music, untouched by DJ Nicholas. We have to do the usual station IDs and so forth, but we're going to treat it to music because it's Labor Day weekend. It would have been happening now. Those of you who would be going down, say, Friday night, Thursday night, to do the kiddies' carnival. Nothing is happening in New York. But I was made to understand by Wasi that there'll be a concert. Right now, I don't know if it's a good idea because going to these concerts without any protection, and you know, it's a big movement not to take the virus, the COVID injection, as some of them call it. I've heard so many wild stories about this thing. It's amazing. Amazing to me, because I don't know what to understand anymore. Now they're saying at certain parts in the States that there's a drug up here in Canada that is good for you. But when you check out the drug that they want you to use, it's for killing worms in animals like cows and horses and all that. And this is what they're promoting. But if you have a chance, pick up Vanity Fair magazine this month, and you will read a story where five radio personalities has died within the last month. And these were guys who were actually pushing the COVID, not to take the COVID. Don't take the COVID, because they only want to control you, and they're going to put a magnet in you and tell you when to sit down and when to stand up. I really don't know. I just can't believe people are that dumb. But what do I know? I don't know much, so I don't try to debate anything with anybody. The artist that I was looking for, of course, and thank you, Mary, quite contrary. And his name was Jackie Opel. That's a native James Brown. You had to see this guy in action. Yes, yeah, so as I was saying about this thing about these five radio announcers, they were telling their listeners, one of them had what is called an anti-vax radio. So they call him anti-vax radio host. Dying from COVID. Mark Bernier. Yeah, I heard this guy on 640 across the border there. Wow. He dubbed himself Mr. Anti-Vax. Then there's another one, Dick Farrell. He's the one who said Dr. Fauci is a fraud. Pardon me. I'm reading this thing while I'm talking, and you should drink that stuff from Canada. I can't even pronounce it, so I won't try. And another one, Phil Valentine, advised his listeners as he apologized just before dying for not taking the needles. What a bunch of idiots. Joe Rokan. And he has lost his life. This took place all within a month ago, you know, believe you me. Another one, Eric Erickson. You know, but if you want to read more about it, go to the latest issue of Vanity Fair. I'm not a scientist, and I don't pretend to be one. I don't even have the slightest idea of what the scientist, what it means. But I simply can't believe that these so-called people are that dumb. So they've been dying, five, six of them, within 3 weeks apart. 3 weeks, five of them died. These radio right wing, whatever they call them, radio announcers. They had one there across the border. 6:20 a.m. I listen to quite a lot. His name is my namesake, Howie Carr. So I want to hear what he has to say on Monday about all these guys dying. What is he going to say if he thinks that they should have died for the cause? I shouldn't laugh because it's death. It's a final thing. But the way they have misled people are telling people about that, they want to control them. What the government going to do with all the people that they control? I'm curious, and nobody seems to want to tell me that. If the government has been wants to control everybody, what are they going to do with everybody? It's crazy. You know, like some of them saying they're going to riot about the passport that they're issuing here in Quebec and Ontario. You know, why don't you riot about your driver's license too? Because you'll need a permit to drive on the street. And all they're saying, you're going to need a permit to enter these places, these business places. You know, if you don't want to take your shots, then, you know, they'll have to force you. But anyway, I don't want to get into that because it never ends. So Montreal, Quebec, Canada, WFFR. All the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. How are you doing? I want to remind you that there's a cultural event taking place, outdoor event for all ages, COVID-19 protocols in effect, food and bar, music, dance, live entertainment, and DJs, Kiddies Corner, and much more. Saturday, September the 11th, 2021, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Outside the MCSO, Montreal Caribbean Social Organization, parking lot, 7401 Newman Boulevard, beside the Super C in LaSalle. So check it out. For further information, 514-364-5133. All right, and get some information with regards to that. This will be on Saturday, September the 11th. Coming up, I will be speaking to the newly appointed head of the WIPCO, the West Island Black Community Association, right here in the West Island. And as soon as I can find my phone, I do you have the same problem as me? I just used that phone a minute ago. But you know what? It's right there before me, of course, looking at me and say, idiot, I'm over here. I don't know. I find some things that are happening to me of late, and I don't know. I just want to know if it's me alone. I just can't realize how fast the week went by. It was like, I said, what? Normally we put out our garbage on Thursdays. When I realized it was Thursday already, I said, no, something is wrong. Something is wrong. But it was Thursday, then Friday, and then Saturday. And here we are. So I'm going to pay some bills. And when we get back, I hope I get Ms. Lee on the phone with us. And we're going to chit-chat a little bit about the her task at hand. So let me play some ads, and Mary just reminded me, she says, never mind the week, the year is going by quickly too. I am happy. This year has been, it's been tough. So let me play some commercials and we'll be right back. CKUT 90.3 FM.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends, She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The federal election is on Monday, September 20th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail from Elections Canada. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by September 10th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information on voting and our health and safety measures, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and I am going to just play a request. The person said that now that you've played some of these oldies, but goodies. By the way, check me out tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I will be replacing Sister P and her family because they have to go to a funeral in Ottawa. I'll tell you more about that, all right? And I'll be playing some of these oldies. Her shows, that's what she does. Oldies, slow, everything. Everything, all right? So this person wants me to play Jimmy James. I haven't heard Jimmy James in a while. Is he still around? He should be in England or something. All right, it's called Come to Me Softly, and it goes out to you, Janet, all right? Mr. Jimmy James, and Miss Lee's on the phone, but I'm going to play one more to bring us. Oh, we're almost there on the time, all right? So stay tuned. I'm just trying to fulfill some requests here. And it's not easy. Going back through the years in Jamaica, there was a group called the Rhythm Aces. And it was led by Mr. Boris Gardner. And for you, Franklin, this is it.
This be love? Could this be love? This must be love, true love. With every breath I take, with every sigh I make, your face appears before.
Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All.
So, Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Ah, sorry about that. I thought I wasn't paying attention. That's the thing with computers. But on the phone with me, the West Island Black Community Association Board of Directors is pleased to welcome Ms. Joan Lee. In her new role as president. Ms. Lee has been a valued executive member of the organization, previously serving as treasurer and supporting various projects such as the scholarship program. Her excellent work ethics and passion for community work have been a guiding force for WIBCA, W-I-B-C-A. So let me say hello to the lady on the phone. How are you, ma'am?
Good afternoon, Stretch. I'm doing great.
Why am I not getting you on this phone? I should be getting you. Yeah, could I hear you again?
Can you hear me?
No. I think, let me see. No, I'm going to hear you.
Okay, good afternoon, Stretch.
Good afternoon, Ms. Lee. It's my fault, you know, pushing all these buttons and concentrating on what I'm about to ask you.
Okay, no problem.
Now,
no problem.
Why would I give up the treasury to become the president?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. But, you know what, being the treasurer was and handling the money was great, but then being the president, I could oversee all of that.
Ah.
So I'll still be involved, but now I'll be doing more of the overseeing of the treasury than managing it.
Yes. That's a good answer. You sort of scraped out of that. But as the president now of the association, walk me through what it is to be because really and truly, I've never been an active member of any association except for those that I played soccer for in the islands. Walk me through your life as a young person coming into the association, being a member of this and being a member of that, until you achieve the position as president? Take me through that.
Well, as you know, I started off as a volunteer because my daughter actually received a scholarship from WIPCA. That's how I became a member.
Right.
And then became the treasurer, then also managing the scholarships. And now, a few years later, I'm now the president.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things I'm not crazy about is being... why I never became a participant here in Montreal with any association per se, because I have never really liked the words of how they talk about people. People would, he's only still there for the money and he's there for this.
Let me tell you something, Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
WIPCA. I'm speaking for WIPCA. We are all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets paid. We are not there for the money. We are there for the love of the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're there for. There is no money involved whatsoever.
I know that. People with common sense will know that. But, you know, the negativity sometimes made me wonder, because I remember one night I got into a strong conversation with a gentleman at the MCSO over there in Ville de Salle.
Yes.
And they wanted to know what they're going to do with this money that they're making at this particular party. And that's one of the things that turned me off. But let's
forget. But you know what, Stretch? I could tell you what WIPCA does with the money that gets donated, and we have very generous donors. We have actually at WIPCA currently 12 programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have the scholarship programs. We give deserving students a scholarship to help them in whichever way they need to be helped. We have the Saturday morning tutorial where we tutor the children who needs help with their homework. We have the Black Girls Gather Book Club, and from age 13 to 17, and they're actually accepting participants right now, so they could go on our site and register. We have the Senior Surf, where we empower seniors to use everyday electronics. We have Senior Fit, where we have the seniors do exercise, Tai Chi, Zumba.
Wow.
We have the Men's Dominoes Club. We have also a very good program, Confronting Racism, and this is for non-Black members of our community. And we teach them to be better allies in the Black community and to understand their white privilege.
Mm.
We also, during the holiday, we have a holiday meal giveaway where we choose around 20 recipients and they get a free meal for Christmas Day. And yes, myself included, we're out there. Our seniors coordinator, Doreen Jones, she's out there delivering food to the community.
Wow, wow.
Yes, and there's one that we are actually going to start. We also have a free legal clinic. If anyone has any legal issues, they could always call WIPCA and we will put them in touch with, we have two great lawyers who are on board, who does this, the first initial interview for free, and they'll help you along the right path.
Mm.
And we also have a new program starting September 25th. It is the Robotics Club for young people. So we want to teach them about science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's for ages 9 to 19. And we're very excited about that new program. So that's where our money goes, Stretch.
Sounds great.
There's
Sounds
nothing
great.
Left.
I never thought of that. One of the questions I want to ask, because I've heard this conversation several times. WIPCA is owned by the association. One person said to me, WIPCA is the only association in Montreal, in the Caribbean community, that's owned by the association itself. How true is this?
That is 100% correct. We own our own building. We worked hard to do that. We had the help of many people, but especially Mr. Errol Johnson. He really spearheaded the fundraiser, and we raised funds and we paid off for the building.
Nice.
So that is 100% correct.
You know, because in the early years, I remembered, people were going around and saying that they're going to pay for this building. And Errol was one of them. And
he's a man of his word.
Keith Barrett and
yes.
Lee Carr. These guys really worked.
Mr. Lee Carr. They were instrumental in helping WIPCA pay off for that building.
And that's beautiful, because I always say to myself, instead of paying all this rent and what have you, why not purchase your own building, you know? But then again, I'm not too well-versed in the money type of thing, so.
But you see, that's why, you know, it was a great progression for me to be the treasurer and now the president.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You can control it. You know what you're controlling.
Right.
All right.
Right.
As a new president, tell me, what are you looking at down in the future for WIPCA?
For the future, WIPCA definitely wants to continue to serve the community with all the great programs we offer, and they take money. So we have to continue to raise funds to continue to give all these programs for free. We do not charge for anything. All these programs that we talked about, everything is free. So it's to continue the programs and look into new programs that, you know, if the seniors or the youth come to us and they say, you know, Joan or Faye, Mr. Johnson, you know, we really need this program in the community, we will do our very best to look into it and bring it to fruition. Just like the robotics club, a lot of young people said they wanted to get into the sciences. Mm-hmm. And our education coordinator, Petal Steele, she has been working like crazy. And she contacted John Abbott College and some other professionals. And we're going to start September 25th. So whatever the community needs, we are there.
Great. I have faith in the president, because
I
heard her loud and clear. So next year, I'm saying maybe not too far, 6 months, when I call on you and say, Ms. Lee, what do you have to tell us on CKUT Radio? What would you be telling us? That everything you just told me is in order?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is definitely WIPCA's intention, is to keep all the programs going. And when the community comes to us with anything else, we will definitely try to achieve that.
Sounds excellent. Ms. Lee, I'm out of time and question at the same time. So what famous last words you want to leave us with?
Oh, it takes a village. And I would like to thank the village of WIPCA and the community for always, supporting me, supporting everyone. And as I said, Stretch, we don't get paid at WIPCA, but just the love and the joy we get from giving back to the community, that is what counts.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily when you say not getting paid, but you get paid in every sense of the word, except maybe.
Exactly. Not in a monetary way, but in just the satisfaction that, you know, that we get from, yes, for serving.
So I thank you, Ms. Lee, and I will be talking to you. Anytime you have anything, any announcement you want to make, don't be shy.
I won't be.
You have my phone number. Just call me and we will set
I will.
You up. All right? And I thank
I
you
will.
Very much for your time.
I thank you, Stretch. And I thank everyone. And, please check out our website at www.wipca.org and see all the great programs that we offer. And, you know, check us out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stretch.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Ms. Lee, the president of WIPCA. Check her out. Brand new, nice voice. Radio, I think I'll steal her to come and do this program. I'm only kidding. By request. This is Luciano.
Come on home with me.
He'll have to go.
Come on home with me.
At 15 minutes to the hour of soca.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend we're together all alone. Jukebox way down below, and you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. So come along with me. Oh, hey. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Mind, I've got to know, should I hang up or will you tell him he'd have to go? You can say the words I wanna hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend we're together all alone. I tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go. Your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down, and you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. And come on over.
Taken from an album simply called Reggae Gone Country. He'll have to go, Luciano. This is another one. This is Brother Barry standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. Wee wee rhyme, come again. Barry Simon. Here we go.
He said, I love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Hey, he kept her picture. Yeah, when his crazy night.
Country. This is Sanchez with the golden voice.
Foul evil deed I had done. I've seen this young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of this. I said,
Sanchez, all right, one of the finest singers coming out of Jamaica. And my sympathy goes out to that young Mexican girl who came up here, lost her life in the boxing ring. Now, I'm going to say something, and I know some of you ladies going to get on my case. Boxing is not for women. I hate to see the punching of the face, the breasts, and it's not, in my humble opinion, that is, it's just not for women. I don't believe in... It's woman against woman, but boy, it doesn't appeal to me at all right? So, next question on the phone. And the person wanted to know how come we Jamaicans are so involved with the country and Western music. We grew up with that. We grew up with that type of thing on Big RJR when it was only one station and Radio Jamaica and Rediffusion. All right? So we grew up with that type of thing. We could sing any country and Western, For the Good Times, Repressed, and so forth and so forth. So we grew up with that. We grew up with black music. You see, Barris Hammond, wicked soul singer. When I knew him first, that's all he used to sing, soul music. You know, and... so forth and so forth. All right, so we're gonna pay some bills because we. And by the way, I got me another text about the music is so good. They want to donate, and I collect no sort of donations on this program. No programmer is allowed to do that. By the way, so if you have a programmer that's collecting money, be careful with that. Go to the website and look for Louise. Funding drive or sales. Look for sales. And you just click on that and you will get all the information you need where funding is concerned for the station. Stretch doesn't collect funding. I don't even collect my salary anymore from CN. All right, so we're going to pay some bills, and then we